I recently had the opportunity to travel in China for a wood products conference and trade show. The venue was southwestern city of Chongqing, located at the confluence of the Yangtze and Jingling rivers. The city itself has a population of about 8 million people, which is average by Chinese standards. Chongqing plus the surrounding urban area contains more than 30 million people, making it the fourth largest urban area in China. Imagine there are six times more people in Chongqing than all of the state of Wisconsin. Looking out the 55th story window of the hotel one evening, I could see concrete, steel, and glass buildings to the horizon. I suppose this is no different than any other major city in the world, but when I look out my office window at Kemp Natural Resources Station, all I see are trees. I consider myself lucky to live here in the Northwoods. An urban area of 30 million people is a bit too crowded for me. This experience in Chongqing made me think about our natural resources. What choices do we make when we choose the products we consume in our everyday lives? Certainly some choices must be better than others. I believe that forests, including the forests all around us here in northern Wisconsin, are a perfect example of sustainability. In forestry, we have a great story to tell about sustainability. There are two major points about forests in the United States and here at home in Wisconsin. The first is forest area is increasing, and the second is wood volume is increasing, contrary to many people's beliefs. First, forest area in the United States is increasing. We have been gaining forest land acreage in the United States since about the 1980s, primarily as marginal crop and pasture land has been planted with trees or as reforested naturally. Here in Wisconsin, we've been gaining forest acreage since the 1930s, so the state now has more forest land than at any time since the inventories began in 1936. Many people see what is happening with our tropical deforestation and assume that the same thing is happening here in our temperate forests. That is certainly not the case. Second, wood volume in the United States and here in Wisconsin is increasing. The growth to removal ratio in the United States is 2.5 to 1. So for every 1 cubic foot of wood that is harvested from the forest, we gain 2.5 cubic feet of new growth. Here in Wisconsin, the growth to removal rate is 1.8. So for every 1 cubic foot of wood harvested from the forest in Wisconsin, we gain 1.8 cubic feet of new growth. This even takes into the account of the loss due to natural tree mortality. Imagine a checking account where you gained $1.8 for every dollar you spent. One of the benefits of our forests is that they have many uses, and the uses are not exclusive. We call this a multiple-use forest. Forests provide environmental benefits such as animal habitat and clean water. Forests provide social benefits such as recreational opportunities, and forests provide economic benefits such as revenue to the landowner from timber harvest. These are all benefits of a managed forest. Some people are turned off when we talk about the forest industry's role in forest management. The forest industry plays an important role in the ecological well-being of our forests here in Wisconsin. Without markets for harvested timber products, landowners would find it less financially viable to maintain large blocks of forests. A decline in our forest industry would lead to partialization and fragmentation of our forest resource. Additionally, forest landowners would be less willing to tackle other issues affecting the ecological health of the forest if their timber income was not available to support these projects. Chongqing, China, and Woodruff, Wisconsin are worlds apart in distance, worlds apart in population, and certainly worlds apart in the natural setting. But it does demonstrate our need for sustainability of natural resources to meet growing consumer demands. Chongqing was a fun place to visit, but it's hard to beat the multiple-use forests of northern Wisconsin. For Field Notes, this is Scott Bovey from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Kemp Natural Resources Station.